Recordings have now started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the CCWG New GTLD Auction Proceeds Call on the 13th of July, 2017. In the interest of time, there'll be no roll call. We currently have 17 members online at the moment. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room. If you are only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourselves be known now? And Arsene Tangali, I have you noted on the audio bridge at this time. Any additional? Hearing no further names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to our co-chair, Ching Chao. Please begin.
Thank you very much, Terry. Thanks for everybody to join the call. Some of you might have just returned back from the trip to Johannesburg. I hope you all have a good time there. Sorry I couldn't make it personally. I've heard, through the telephone conference bridge, we do have a great, very productive meeting there. So the co-chairs, we also spent some time before the call and just to trying to recap, and try to capture the what's being discussed there. But for this call, I guess we lied down a couple of the questions. I hope that we are running on schedule for the survey results. We do see for Marika and for Erica, they did ask the members to fill in the survey questions, which could just take a couple of minutes for each question. So please help fill in if you haven't done so. But before that, I'd like to ask if anybody has a new DOI, which you would like to get an update here. Does anybody has a new declaration of interest here? Okay, hearing none. Let's get into the first item of the agenda here, which is the survey question, the charter question number four. So let's see if we can get the question up. Thank you. Thank you, Marika. And we do have a number of people that, thanks again for filling this up. I think 15, 16 people getting their feedback towards to this one. But keep in mind that we do have more than 40 members and plus many of the participants that in this group. So as your co-chair, I did wish that many of you can, spend just a few minutes on each survey question. That will really help to put together a more concrete thoughts towards to question. For example, like this one, the question number four, in terms of the time frame. So, okay, so I can see from the Adobe room that the received response from this many members, thank you once again, and then the some of the results here. So for Marika, would you like to walk us through the maybe the question first and some of the results? You can probably highlight the results, and then we can have a potentially additional input here while we have the members here. So please.
Sure, Ching. So this is Marika. So what you see on the screen is the result of the survey that we held on question four. And as a reminder, the questions that we're addressing on this call were those questions that were identified as needing a response or at least some kind of preliminary agreement before the working group would be able to move into the next stage of its work, as it is the expectation that the responses to these questions have a determining factor on the type or kind of mechanism that might be further pursued. So Charter Question 4 deals with the time frame aspects, and it basically asks what aspects should be considered to define a time frame, if any, for the fund's allocation mechanism to operate. And I just want to note, I just updated the results to the survey, as we had some people that just completed it prior to the call. So my apologies if I haven't, if there are some responses here that I didn't see before, but as I said, we got some last minute responses in, and I thought it would be helpful for everyone to see at least the latest state of affairs in regard to the responses received. So as you can see, in relation to the response to this first question, there seems to be a relatively even split between those that are of the view that this is really a one-off exercise, that after the disbursement of funds, the mechanism should cease to exist, and those that are of the view that it should be possible through investment of funds and potential new sources of revenue to create a long-lasting mechanism. Obviously, those two views are not necessarily compatible. So this is an area where either the CCWG may want to ask others to weigh in. You know, as noted by Qing, the sample is relatively small. I mean, it's really good that those that have responded have provided their input here, but it currently only represents 15 members and participants, which is just a small fraction of the CCWG. So this is one of the questions where we probably need some further conversation, and I guess one of the options might be to either extend the survey or have some input from you on the call today, whether, you know, are there other options, are there any compromises between those two views that should be put on the table that might result in a kind of preliminary agreement for the working group to consider. You may also note that there are quite a couple of comments that have been made. Some of those I think we've already seen as well as part of the deliberations, where some know that even though it being a one-off exercise, it's still likely that the overall time frame will be relatively lengthy, and also noting that it should be possible to reuse the mechanism should at a future point in time new funds become available. So again, I would encourage you to look into more detail into these comments and see indeed what we can derive from there that may help the group reach some kind of agreement or compromise on what the response to this question should be. And I'll, before going to the next question, Alan, I see you have your hand up.
Thank you very much. I think something that will be useful here is getting at least a rule of thumb as to what kind of return we could get if we did want to preserve this fund for as long as possible. And I'm not sure what as long as possible means. Is that forever and ever, or is that 10 years, or, you know, how long is a long time in Internet and ICANN times? Because that will translate to whatever the rate of return is that we can get with still relatively secure investment and understanding what our real time frame is will tell us how much money we have per year if we wanted to do that. $240 million is a fair amount of money, but it's a pretty small amount of money as endowment funds go for these kind of things. So I think that would be a very worthwhile bit of knowledge before we have this discussion in depth to understand what the alternatives would be if we did want to stretch it out. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. And just noting that may be a potential question that we could put forward to some of the external experts, which is a separate agenda item, but that may be a specific question that someone may be able to answer. Cavus, I see you have your hand up.
And this is Terry. We're still trying to reach Cavus on the telephone, so unfortunately he just has typing abilities at this time.
Okay, thanks, Terry. So, Cavus, please just keep your hand up and maybe indicate in the chat once you've been connected, and then we'll go to you if that's okay. Or alternatively, feel free to type your comment in the chat. Jing, go ahead. Jing, you may be on mute.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, I can.
This is okay now? Okay. Yes, so I'd like to go back to Alan's point, is that I think we don't have, for this call, Asha and Becky joining. I think maybe the board itself has some benchmark or some of the number they've been using for the funds that they have sent for the fund to the fund manager to manage, and probably we should use that as a kind of a starting line to see what would be a regular practice for fund manager in terms of the return, and what would be the results over the past few years that ICANN is getting. So I'd like to just make that comment up. Thank you.
Hi, this is Becky. I actually am on, although I can't get into the Adobe Connect room.
Hi,
and
Becky.
I can just briefly answer that those funds are invested with a focus on preservation. So they are invested in very low risk funds, and therefore the return is pretty small. And I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but it is, you know, not the type of return that you would get if you were willing to accept more risk. This is invested for preservation.
Thanks a lot, Becky. It's good to have you, and it's very timely to have this. And I think if we can also send the question back to, let's say, if we can get, for example, Xavier to have some thoughts on or some specific numbers, that would be also very helpful too. So back to you, Marika.
Thanks, Ching. And I believe we have Kavus now on the line. So Kavus, if you can speak, please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I was dialed very late, but no problem. I think the question was raised is not possible to answer, neither Xavier nor anybody, of course, not long term. The financial situation of the board is changing so rapidly. People are saying that they have the mortgage of 4%, and now it is 0.1%, 1% in Switzerland in 1 year. So I can't say anything about the next 2-3 years. We don't know. So I don't think that the question is answerable. ICANN is not a fortune teller, and the situation of the financial situation of the world is changing very rapidly. It depends who is coming into power and how to deal with the things. So let us not discuss going too far in these things. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. I'm not seeing any further hands. We can maybe turn to the next question. And that basically focused on the time frame aspects with regards to projects to be funded. You may have noticed in the survey, and that was also part of the conversation, that some of the questions could be interpreted or focused on in different ways. So in the survey, we've tried to break out the questions so that those different aspects could get addressed and covered. And here we actually see a stronger preference for the response that basically indicated that the focus of the disbursement of funds should not give any specific preference to the duration of projects, where the other options were to focus on either short-term projects or long-term projects. It seems that at least a majority of the respondents believe that that shouldn't be the focus, but it should be the focus on the quality or combination of projects. And I think that's also something that is reflected in the comments. Many indicate that it may depend on some of the projects that are being put forward, and it likely should be a mix of both and not necessarily exclude one over the other. So again, I think this is a question where the group will need to decide whether indeed that is the current preliminary agreement in relation to this specific aspect or this specific question, that whether that should be the focus, should not give any, or the fund, the focus of the disbursement of funds should not give any specific preference to the duration of the project. Again, the question will be now for the CCWG on how to take these survey results and potentially solicit further input, as I noted, there are quite a few people that haven't responded yet to the survey. So one option would be, for example, we can share the survey results through the notes and as well this document, and then give members and participants potentially some additional time to respond to the survey, and that may show a clearer preference or clearer support for one or the other option. And Carolina, I see you're referring. Yeah, we're still talking about question four. We haven't gotten yet to the next agenda item. We're specifically now focusing on charter question four. We'll get to question seven next. Ching, please go ahead.
Thank you, Marika. So I guess while answering the question, I have some, you know, further thoughts in terms of, you know, it kind of a questions to myself is that when managing a longer term project versus a shorter term, it's always for the group is how many meaningful projects that we can find and what would be the cost and also the resources that this the mechanism or the ICANN, I mean, overall cost would be. So I have kind of bring up this kind of a sub question to myself is that whether many short-term projects is better than like one longer-term project. I have not come to a conclusion for that, but I can feel in the past many meetings that the group has been discussed is that in a more hybrid model is more appropriate for not setting a preferences for longer term, bigger project. So we still keep an eye on short term and smaller fund required projects. So I guess I think that would be the goal. But I think at the end, at some point is that we will have to answer those questions in terms of the cost related to managing both longer term and shorter term projects. That needs to be answered too.
Thank you, Ching.
Carlos,
go ahead.
Yes, I think in opting or selecting short-term or long-term or number of the short-term, we have to find a trade-off between the two. We cannot go long-term, having the difficulty with the long-term, many things may change, or many, many short-term, which might have some difficulty overlapping each other, some difficulty of contradiction with the long-term, and not economically viable. Therefore, we have to find a trade-off between short-term and long-term. While I have the floor, I mentioned in the chat that when we say short, medium, and long-term, we have to at least associate some estimate of time for that. What do you mean by short-term, saying around, or for example, and so on. Otherwise, short may be very short, and the long may be very long. So we have to do something. But the trade-off is important. We cannot select either short or long only, and we cannot mix up short and long, depending on the case and the subject and the circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavush. And if anyone has any suggestions on what could be understood the short term versus long term, please feel free to share that, and that may indeed help a common understanding of what we're talking about when referring to short-term versus long-term projects. Then the next question is part of the same charter question relates to the disbursement of funds. An example here was given, should funding be released in tranches linked to milestone achievements or single or multiple disbursements? And here also you can see that based on the current responses, there seems to be a majority support for funding to be released in tranches linked to milestone achievements. But I have to note as well that some of the comments may give some food for thought or need for further consideration, as some point out that it may be a combination of the first two. Some also know that single disbursements are a lot easier, and that maybe also goes to the point that Qing was making before, that at some point the group may need to consider the question of overhead, managing multiple or releasing funding in tranches may result in a more significant overhead than releasing in a single disbursement. Again, I think some of those questions may be of interest for people to review, and again, in view of seeing whether the group can come to a common understanding or at least a preliminary agreement of what the preferred approach in this regard would be. Alan, I see your hand is up.
Thank you very much, Alan Greenberg speaking. I think it's really important to understand that these are not independent questions. They are implicitly going to be linked together. If you have a project which, for instance, is going to run over 4 years, and it is, $N million or tens of millions of dollars, it would not be prudent to give all the money out at once if it's going to sit in the other group's, in the target group's bank account for multiple years. That just doesn't make a lot of sense. And there's a risk issue of what if it doesn't go as planned? Is that money retrievable? So how we allocate the money is very, very tightly linked to the duration of the project and the magnitude of the grant. It makes no sense if we're doing a $20,000 grant to say, let's do it in sections, if this is a project that's going to be implemented over 6 months or something like that. So all of these questions are linked together, and decisions on one are going to impact the other. Just prudent management demands that in some cases. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. This is Marika, and I think that's it's a very good point for people to take into account. And indeed, as we move through these questions, there probably will be a need to go back and forth on a regular basis to make sure that preliminary responses are consistent with each other. Kavus?
Yes. While I agree with Alan that they are interconnected, my question to you, Marika, and to others dealing with this issue, how far do you want to go into detail, asking questions? Some of these could be resolved during the implementation. If you go too many questions, too many micromanagement going to the down, and you may have difficulty that having so many tranches, it's difficult to have the management cost of which overriding other benefit that we could get. So still, and again, you have to find a trade-off between these. And these are interconnected, and I don't think that anyone could be able, rather than a guesstimate, to say anything. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavus. This is Marika again. Speaking from a personal perspective, looking at these three questions, it really looks like question one is really the gating one that needs some kind of preliminary response before moving into the next phase. Well, presumably the other two questions, as you already noted, are probably more of an implementation focused nature. And these were now pulled in as they were part of the original conversation, and helpful to already have some views on those already. But at least, as I said, looking from it from a personal perspective, it seems that the first question in relation to whether this is a kind of one-off mechanism or potentially longer standing mechanism is probably something where there needs to be some kind of agreement before the CCWG can move meaningful into the next step of its conversation. But again, that is my perspective, and I'm of course happy to hear from others if you share that perspective or if you view that differently. Qing, I don't see any further hands at this stage. do you want me to continue on to the next charter question, or do you want to open the call?
Yeah, sure. I mean, but thanks for that. But I think the point here is we just went through what's been submitted by some of the members here. We certainly want more members to wait in their thoughts. Are we going to open this for another week or two for this, since I believe that many of you just got returned from a trip, and some of you may have been in the kind of a summer mode. So what would be the plan? Do we still, it seems that this question seems to be fundamentally important to many of the works, the discussion down in the row. So what's our plan here? Do we still open it up for another week? Yes, Marika.
This is Marika. Just to note that the survey is still open, and it's at least from my perspective, no problem to leave that open for another week. And it may be helpful if then when I send out the notes and action item for this call, that I attach the results of the feedback that has been received to date, as that then may allow people as well to weigh in if they see that their view is not adequately represented, or if they really want to make clear that they are in support of what majority of respondents have said to date. So that may be a way of, at least for the next call, then we hopefully may have a more definitive response to some of the questions. Although I think especially to this first question, there currently seems to be a relatively equal split between the two different perspectives. It would be helpful as well if members and participants can think through, is there a way of bringing those two, which at least on paper seem relatively opposite views, is there a way to bring those two closer together? Is there a kind of compromise possible? Or will we see through additional members and participants weighing in that one option clearly has a preference over the other?
Sure. Thank you, Marika. I think it's worthy. Thank you for the explanation. I think it's worthy for us to spend another 2 weeks and maybe for the leadership team to review this and decide whether we will have another discussion in the next call on this particular question. I think it's, once again, fundamentally important to have everybody's, says at this stage on this one. And also taking this 2 weeks time for people to take the question to your perspective, constituency. Maybe let's say the question that we just discussed, if the funds being distributed in tranches, then how do we deal with, for example, A, the ICANN reserve fund, and B, if there's your AC or SOs may consider to apply for the fund. How does that work for you? So I think, for us to think a bit more before we kind of, close the loop on this one, I think it's probably necessary for us to do this exercise once again. Okay. So I don't see anybody have, hands for this question. So why don't we move on to the next survey question? Marika, thank you.
Thanks, Ching. So this is Marika again. I'm pulling up the results to charter question number 7. To this one, we had 14 responses from CCWG members and participants. And the first question as part of this survey read, should ICANN org oversee the solicitation of proposals or delegate to or coordinate with another entity, including, for example, a foundation created for this purpose? And here you can see in the responses received that there is a 4-7 split. Hold a second. The operator can identify the line.
Operator? Oh, okay.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
So, So here we can see that the current split between those that support ICANN to directly oversee the solicitation of funds and those that do not support ICANN overseeing the solicitation of proposals or the delegation or delegating this, but delegating this responsibility to another entity, whether that's an entity be created or an existing one, there is a 4-7 split. And then within those that are of the view that it shouldn't be for ICANN to directly oversee this, there's a small majority there that it believes that it should be an existing entity to which this responsibility should be delegated. So again, this is based on a relatively small sample of working group responses. So it would be really helpful for others to weigh in, especially if you have strong views about one or the other. I note as well that there, you know, at least one response indicating that there is no strong preference, and it's also, you know, perfectly okay to indicate that in the survey. And there are also a number of comments here that have been provided in certain cases, indicating, you know, why people strongly believe it should be overseen by ICANN or why it shouldn't be overseen by ICANN. So, again, I think I would like to encourage here everyone to review those responses, and especially if you haven't participated yet, to provide your feedback on this question. Then another part of this question, and again, this came out of our initial review of the charter questions, where there was a bit of confusion over the involvement of ICANN the community versus ICANN the organization. I'm just scrolling down, sorry. All right, sorry, I'm seeing now because the question was split into solicitation of proposal and evaluation of proposal. So we actually tried to distinguish between those two aspects of fund allocation. So my apologies. So the first question dealt with the solicitation of proposals, while the second one deals with the evaluation of proposals. And again, there's the split seems to be a bit more narrow here, but counting the no's, they still have a slight majority over those that are of the view that ICANN or should directly oversee the evaluation of proposals. There's a small majority of respondents that have indicated that they would also prefer either another entity that's specifically created for that purpose or an existing entity to be responsible for that part of fund allocation. Alan, I see your hand is up.
Thank you. Alan Greenberg speaking. I want to raise the issue that I think this is another one of those questions that is really difficult to answer without having some idea of what we're talking about. If we are talking about three people sitting off in a corner that are doing all of this work, I would have no real problem with doing that within ICANN. On the other hand, if we're talking about setting up a 20-person shop to do something which is not part of ICANN's core business, I have a real problem saying this is going to be done within ICANN. I would similarly have a real problem setting up a completely independent organization to do it. Yet I'd have no clue whether there's anyone we could farm this out to or subcontract it to. So these are really difficult questions without having some idea of the magnitude of what we're talking about. And, of course, that goes back to how many projects will we have and how long will they last and that kind of thing. I really think we need to start focusing on some of the core substance of what do we want to do with this money, and then some of these other answers will become a lot easier. I understand they're all charter questions and we're going through them, but I think there's perhaps a natural hierarchy of questions that we should be answering first, and then the other ones might fall out of it as we have a clearer picture of what we want to do. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. This is Marika. And as I noted in the chat, this may potentially also be a question for external experts, because they may also be able to give an indication for the management of a sum of this size, what is indeed the amount of staffing that may be required to do that properly.
Marika, if I could have a follow-on. They can only do that if we give them some idea of, are we looking at 10, $20 million projects, or are we looking at thousands of projects, or is it going to be a combination of different types of projects? Those are conceptual things. I think we need to decide what we want to do with the money before we start asking experts to evaluate the, you know, what staff is required to do it. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. This is Marika again. And yes, you're absolutely right. And I think that's what we're trying to get to, at least through this process, although, you know, I think everyone recognizes that there are many things that are interconnected, but likely, indeed, at some point, the CCWG will need to make some decisions or at least put some concrete options on the table, because, again, this could also be a question of, in option A, allocation will be done in tranches of 10 million. What does that take? In option B, it will be in tranches of 50 million. What does that take? So again, it may also be a question where a number of options are put on the table and feedback is sought in that way that may then help inform your eventual decision on what would be the best path forward. And absolutely recognize that there's many questions that are interconnected here and may have a determining impact on certain responses. Ching, please go ahead.
Thank you, Marika. So I have two comments here. One is actually helping. First one is to helping Sylvia for her comment on the previous question. Please consider we do not have to select one single mechanism. There can be one for short-term, smaller amounts, and other for long-term, large disbursements. So that's from Sylvia. So my comments are actually my second comment is for, are this question is also when we discuss about the interdependency, we're asking ourselves, whether if, let's say, we've decided this is a one-off project, even if it's a longer term, and then does not have to set this fund aside, meaning that does not have to have a separate entity, a new entity to manage. So if probably these two links together, there could be some other factors, but at this point, probably an easier thinking is if it's one-off, and then it should be within ICANN. If it's not a one-off, it's a longer-term stuff, and then we will start to consider, moving the fund out and, either to set new things up, a new entity up, or partner with a reputable entities. What I'm trying to portray here is that, one, in the AGB, we did have the text in the AGB saying that potentially a foundation to be set up. So that was not being excluded in the 2012 rounds when people start to envision there could be a fund to help ICANN to do good things. So in one hand, it's there, and on the other is that there seems to be a strong pushback from the community overall, saying that ICANN should limit its power and should not consider setting things up outside the ICANN scope. So just trying to put those kind of thoughts here for discussion. Thanks.
Thank you, Ching. So then moving on to the next sub-question as part of this charter question, and again, that came over the discussion of the reference to ICANN in the original charter question, where it didn't specify if it was talking about ICANN, the organization, or ICANN, the community. So we broke this question down into the first two aspects dealing with ICANN org, And this one specifically deals with the potential role of the community in the solicitation and evaluation of proposals. And here you can see that based on the responses received to date, there's a strong support for a role for ICANN community volunteers to be involved in the solicitation and evaluation of proposals. And you can note here as well that there are a number of comments that have been made in that regard. So again, I think at the moment there seems to be a clear support for some kind of involvement, although of course we haven't specified here what that would exactly mean. And I think as noted on in response to some of the previous questions, this may again also be linked to some of the responses to some of the other charter questions that the group is dealing with. For example, whether or not this is managed within ICANN or whether an external entity would be formed in which the role or involvement of the community may need to be further detailed or prescribed.
Marika, I apologize, Marika. I am disconnected from internet. May I ask the floor?
Yes, of course. I actually just got kicked out of Adobe Connect, so I need to log in again as well. So, but please go ahead in the meantime, the covers.
Okay, I'm waiting for your green light when you allow me to speak.
Please go ahead. I believe you're the only one.
My comment is that, yes, I have no problem with the involvement of the community. I'm always was a partisan in favor of that. But for this particular issue, I think that still we need to be very careful, but with the way that not the involvement of the community will increase the cost of the management of the project and provide additional cost or additional difficulty because of sometimes misunderstanding or divergence of view. This is one important point that we need to take into account, and I want just to use this opportunity to say about the previous questions of multiple distortion. We should not create jobs for some institution to manage the work, because it also would increase the cost. So we should be very careful about not creating a job for the people that are looking for this job because of this issue, having so many dispersion and so many projects, and they create new jobs and new management with conflicts between one and two. Thank you. Sorry for coming in without having access to the internet.
Thank you, Kavus, and no problem at all. I see the queue is clear. Ching, I presume the same applies here as for the previous survey question, that we'll leave this open for another week and encourage people to provide input and feedback on these questions, which will hopefully result in a clearer indication or direction on some of these questions.
Right. I mean, actually, that would be great. That would be the comment that I have for this one. So thanks. Let's keep it for another week or two. And please, let's also send out through the mailing list to make sure that we have more inputs, particularly on actually on this one. As Alan pointed out, it seems to we have to know, you know, probably a little bit more from the discussion, then we'll be able to answer a question like this in terms of how the structure would be as how ICANN should run this fund in which legal format. So let's move on to the next item, which is the review feedback for the charter question 2. I understand that you have a mind map, so why don't we, yes, Marika, please help pull that up.
Yes, thank you, Ching. I'm just uploading it as I speak. I circulated this document prior to this meeting, so to make it easier for those of you that may have difficulty seeing this in Adobe Connect, I know it contains quite a bit of information. This was discussed during the face-to-face meeting in Johannesburg, And following that, we also send out a couple of reminders asking CCWG members and participants to provide feedback. I didn't see anything further on the mailing list as such. So what I've done is actually looked at the input and feedback that was received during the discussion in at ICANN 59, and also noting that I think there was one additional response that was received in the meantime, so I've also added that. So the main changes that you see here in this document, that on the top corner right, you see some of the main points of discussion or observations that were made during the meeting. So I think a first point to remember or take into account that the yellow boxes that you see here that have been kind of flagged as potentially overarching objectives or criteria are not necessarily exclusive. It doesn't mean that the working group can only pick one to the exclusion of others. At some point, the CCWG will need to make a determination which ones of these you support, and again, it maybe one, two, you know, all of them. But that's a decision at some point that will need to be made. A large part of the conversation circled as well around this notion of being consistent with ICANN's mission and how is that determination to be made. There were a number of suggestions that there potentially should be some stress testing done whereby concrete proposals are put forward and a determination is made on whether or not that would be considered consistent with ICANN's mission. It's important community discussion, but it was also pointed out that, of course, the ultimate decision on that is with the ICANN board. One observation that was made as well by, I think, someone that was actually observing the meeting, but someone that had been heavily involved in the work that the CCWG accountability has done on the mission, and as a result of which the ICANN's mission is more narrow than it previously was. He made the observation that, you know, the work that this group does can have potentially broader implications, because he made the analogy that by determining certain projects or certain topics within scope for funding, that could by extension mean that those and also are considered within scope of ICANN's mission. But of course, doesn't necessarily mean that that immediately becomes something that ICANN would start working on. But in theory, by extension of it being funded, would bring it within scope of ICANN's mission and as such, you know, for ICANN to potentially work on. So I think that created some at least nervousness from his side, and he at least encouraged that kind of conversation would have a community aspect to it, or at least an opportunity for others to weigh in. Part of the conversation also focused on the original language that is in the applicant guidebook, and to facilitate the review of that, I've copied and pasted it here in the mind map. But it was also noted that, of course, the applicant guidebook predates the revised ICANN bylaws and the mission that has been revised. So potentially some of the examples that were used here as possible uses of auction proceeds would also need to be stress tested to make sure that those would still be in line with the current wording of ICANN's mission. I believe those were the main updates that were made to this document. I just added, as I said, you know, we did receive one additional response, so I added that input to the relevant buckets. I don't think it created a new bucket, but it seemed to, that input seemed to fall under some of the existing ones. So I think the question now on this specific one is there a way to consolidate some of these buckets? I think we already discussed that, you know, some may overlap or may be part of a larger bucket. So any input on that would be helpful. Still, the question is as well, are there any criteria or objectives that are missing that should be added. And then the question is basically on the next step, how do we move from this list of potential objectives to a decision or determination by the CCWG of what the overall objective of fund allocation should be. Of course, this is also linked to the conversation on what isn't part of the objective, and that's the second chart I can pull up in a second. But maybe I'll pause first here to see if there's any further feedback on this document, especially the buckets that have been created, and any ideas or suggestions on how we can move from this list to a preliminary agreed objective or criteria for fund allocation. Ching, please go ahead.
Yes, Erica. So I'm actually thanks once again for the mind map. I think it's always very helpful for the members and the participants to go through this potentially each particular quote unquote modules could be expanded into more details. But at this point, I would like to maybe throw a question to the people on the call. Is that, is this something that we're actually looking at? Are those criteria and objectives are the ones that we're actually looking for? The reason I'm asking is, yes, we do understand everything that needs to be done here needs to fit in the ICANN's criteria, the core mission, et cetera. But are we still looking or wanting different sets of criteria and objectives? For example, I can think of, let's say, one, if people apply for a fund from ICANN directly, would this person or this organization being disqualified from applying fund from this particular auction fund? What would be a pros and cons on this? I think that's one. And there could be many question and criteria that we should probably spend some time down the road to lay out some more items. So that those are more like a more concrete, probably not this high-level criteria and objectives that we're actually looking, we're talking right now. So I would like to get how people feel about those criteria and objectives at this point. Are we feeling okay on this one, this sets of criteria, or are we looking at something in more details or something kind of different here? Okay, so probably we'll leave the question to probably send out the
possible question. Excuse me, may I intervene, please?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, with respect to the criteria.
Could you say your name?
Yes, Kavuz Araste.
Kavuz
Araste. Yeah, sorry. With respect to the criteria, I have no problem. But I have one comment to consider carefully. Criteria must be implementable and justifiable and reasonable and should be consistent with the core value and mission of ICANN. We should not have a criteria difficult to implement, not justifiable, not reasonable, and then may have some difficulty, as was mentioned in the previous item, some conflict with the accountability and so on and so forth. That's saying something that gets converted to something against the board when we want to implement that. So we should be very careful about that idea. But I suggest, thank you very much for two or three concrete suggestions, but perhaps we should open that list to have a checklist of that and to see which one is more appropriate and implementable, justifiable, and in general terms, in conformity with the spirit and the words of the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. That's very helpful. And we have Joanne, please. Joanne?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you all right. Joanne, please.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Thank you very much. It's Joan Kerr for the record. This is my first meeting, so I'm listening with interest. So I'm going to make a broad and maybe a suggestion. I was looking at understanding, because I run a small organization and we're always applying for funds and looking at how fundraising affects the end user. And one of the things that is problematic in when you're allocating funds is speaking to the end users, because protocols are made at the highest level, and sometimes when the end user goes to use, it's like, geez, if they'd ask, you know, here's a simpler way of doing something. So that's one of the things I wanted to put out there, is that when I think of a mission that's very narrow, who is going to, who is the target group? What is the purpose of the fund? The second thing I wanted to point out is that the UN has 17 sustainable development goals, and I wondered if this committee could consider either taking on one of those goals using the technology and internet to educate people, such as, just for argument's sake, you know, gender equity and the internet or innovation or something like that. So it's tied to a goal, and it then encourages more people to be involved if that's what we want to do. I guess we haven't made that decision yet. But just my thoughts, I just thought that if that's something that is still up for discussion, or is that discussion even closed? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joanne. I think point number two is well taken. I think we've been trying. I think it's also the group's goal to reach out to as many as outside experts and, I mean, organization as well, including, you know, UN, you've just mentioned. For your point number one, just for my own interest, could you elaborate a little bit more? You're talking about some of the experience that you have setting a higher conceptual goal, but that could kind of for the end user, it would be somehow kind of difficult or tough to follow. Is that the point that you're trying to make? Could you maybe to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's the point I'm trying to make. I'll give you a perfect example. There's a funding, a very large organization in, I live in Canada, and there's a large organization that receives funding on an annual basis through the lottery. And it's $100 million per year. And they, until a few years ago, they made all these policies and rules and never spoke to the receiving organization. And so I was invited to a meeting, and they were walking away. And one of the questions that was asked in order to receive funds was, how was your project sustainable? Now, no one ever questioned that particular question on the form. So I raised my hand and I said, that question is, a project in the community's mind means there's a beginning and an end. So, you know, here's a date, starts, here's when it's completed. Sustainability means it goes on. So most of the answers, people would say, well, this is the project and this is where it ends, and they would not receive funding. And so the funder couldn't understand why they would not answer the sustainability question, but it was interpreted as a trick question. So they wanted the results for the project. Yeah, so that's sort of what I was thinking, if that makes it clear. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Joanne. I think that's very good experience to share I think, in the, and thanks for joining the meeting. You know, in the past few meetings, we did have the ICANN staff and many of the volunteers here talking about ICANN to do due diligence, I mean, all the way along. I think this is something that we have to learn from the outside group very much so. So thanks very much once again. So back to you, Marika.
Thanks,
Chin. May I speak, Pavel?
Go ahead, Kavush.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Educating the people. And we should be very careful who we are going to educate. Those of us who don't know anything about internet, those underserved countries, and also that is something that already been discussed in different SOACs, and perhaps the result of those would assist us the type of the help we want to go. Unless we want to go to educate the people that are outside the ICANN, they never come to the ICANN, they are not familiar with the internet, and the starting from scratch. This is something very important to consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus.
Thanks.
Marika.
So having heard the different comments and suggestions, and I think Sylvia made as well an important observation in the chat, because I think we've been using objectives and criteria in a bit of a mixed form. My understanding is that at this stage we're really focusing on the overall objectives, and that of course may result in specific criteria, but I think what we're at least trying to do is the overall objective of fund allocation. So based on some of the feedback and the notion that we have different buckets, and also this question of indeed do these align with ICANN's mission, maybe the CCDWG wants to consider having another survey on these the yellow phrased buckets, and basically maybe first ask the question, do you consider this overall objective to be in line with ICANN's mission, and get an indication at least from the CCWG on whether you know, the group believes whether or not something fits within the mission. And we can, of course, encourage as well our board liaisons, as well as for example, Samantha Eisner to weigh in if they have a specific perspective on or whether some of these buckets fit in or not. Or we could even make a gradation, which forms, and I think that was what Kavus suggested, and maybe there are some that are more clearly aligned with others than some of the others. So that could be as well a way of potentially prioritizing the different objectives in view of the mission. And then I guess another question is really to see as well, even if something is within the mission, you know, is it supported by the broader members of the group? That may be a potential way of trying to narrow things down, and also addressing the question of, you know, does the overall objective, at least at you know, first sight, align with ICANN's mission. And then I think, as we've noted before, some deeper digging will need to be done to stress test and come up with concrete examples of what might be considered, you know, falling under these different buckets, to again then see is that indeed consistent with ICANN's mission. Becky, I see your comment. I'm not really sure if that is in relation to what I'm suggesting, but if it is, if you have a suggestion.
All I was saying is we need to ask them more than just is it within the mission. Ask them to explain why.
Great. Yes. Thank you. So maybe I can work with the leadership team on a survey that tries to achieve that, or at least work toward that. And again, we can then maybe share that with the CCWG for a preview, so you can see if you know, are we asking the right questions, or are we structuring it in the right way, and then launch the survey following that. Is that something that
sounds good?
People think will work, and maybe I can then briefly pull up as well the other document that focuses on the not objectives. And again, I think this is also a document if people have further additions or questions about it. I'm not really sure if we need to pull on these, or whether I think the only reason we may want to poll on some of these if people are of the view that some of these should not be excluded. And again, I'll give everyone an opportunity to look through the list. One change that was made here as well, that was pointed out, I think, by Lucevic during the face-to-face meeting, that one of the comments was listed under an overall bucket, while it probably deserved its separate bucket, and it's the last one I created, that funds should not be allocated to projects that maintain existing inequalities. But again, I think on these, I'm not really sure if at this stage we need further discussion. I think only if people believe that some objectives have been included here that you do believe should be part of our potential objective, and in that case, it would need to move to the other category. Not seeing any hands. I think we just basically keep this now then on the record as some of the objectives that have been identified by the CCWG as not being suitable for fund allocation.
Marika, I have probably it will also be helpful to remind the group is that for this particular question too, I know it relates to the bigger scope question. What are the status now and what will be the next steps? I can see from the discussion here is that to list in more details of the objectives and then have the staff to have input, say yes or no, plus why yes and why no. Are this, firstly, matching the schedule that we're being doing, and I mean, secondly, probably it would be a good kind of a reminder telling the group is that where are we standing right now for this particular scope question?
Thanks, Ching. Again, I think from my perspective, indeed, the CCWG will need to come to some kind of agreement on what it considers the overall objective of fund allocation. And as noted, hopefully through a survey, we may get closer to assessing, where what the group supports and what it doesn't support. And it's, of course, not only about supporting, but it will also need to be the question of how does it align with ICANN's mission. Is it considered within scope of ICANN's mission? But as I said, I think then a next step would be once we've been able to narrow down the different categories, or maybe one category, again, that's not determined yet, we probably will go back to the original responses to the survey, because for each of the objectives that were identified, we did ask CCWG members and participants to identify specific examples or projects that they considered part of that overall objective. So from my perspective, the next exercise would then be to list some of those examples. There may be other examples that others put forward, and then again also stress test to make sure that indeed there's a common understanding of not only the overall objective, but also what kind of projects would fit underneath that. And I guess then at some point that will lead then also to a conversation of indeed long-term versus short-term, size of projects. But at least from what I've understood, that this is really one of the determining factors or an important question that will need to be at least some preliminary agreements on upfront in order to be able to meaningfully move into some of the other questions that need to be answered.
Sure. I mean, thanks very much. I think it makes the group I just want to make sure that, people, while looking at this, we're on the same page. We're coming to a point that those thoughts being put together, and then coming to a point that we're trying to make some preliminary agreement on this. And as you correctly point out, Marika, is the stress test for those criteria, whether they're they're workable, whether they were not, you know, go through the stress test. I think at this point, we're probably let's just, you know, actually just, I mean, keep this thing going. And then,
Ching, did we lose you? Can I still be heard?
Enrica, this is Terry. I still show Ching's audio connected, but we're checking into it.
Let's go to the next one. The questions for external.
This is Terry. Ching, I'll go ahead and write this to you as well, but it sounds like your audio is cutting in and out for us. It's no longer stable.
Yeah, and this is Marika. I think I did hear Ching say that he wanted to go to the next item on the agenda. So while Ching reconnects his audio, and I think he just logged out of Adobe Connect, I'll just upload the document for the next next item. Maybe we give Ching a minute to come back online.
And this is Terry. Officially, his line has disconnected, so we'll go ahead and get him reconnected.
Okay, thanks, Terry. And maybe in the meantime, I can actually talk about this item as well. So the next item on the agenda relates to the questions for external experts. As you may recall, we identified very early on in the discussions that at some point there might be a need to obtain external input. And as part of that, everyone was asked to identify potential contacts or organizations that might potentially be able to assist with that. That information is captured in a Google document, which is linked from the working group wiki space. And if you still have suggestions, of course, you're encouraged to add to that. But now we're actually moving into the next stage of that by starting to identify and capture potential questions that we would like to put forward. I don't think it's the idea to immediately move forward and send these on, but it's really an idea to start gathering and capturing some of the questions that external experts may help inform working group deliberations on. So what you see now on the screen is the input that we've received to date. As you can see, both Vanda and Erica have already identified a number of questions. I think there were a couple of questions that at least I identified from some of the conversation today that I would happily add to the document, but you're really encouraged to go to the link that you see in the agenda and add any questions that you think would benefit from external input. So basically, the way it's set up is that you would identify the question, identify whether it's related to a specific charter question or topic, so that would allow us potentially as well to group certain items together and make sure as well that the questions that are being asked, clearly linked to the work that the group has ahead of itself. To identify, is there specific expertise needed to answer these questions? In certain cases, for example, questions may be more suitable for large or type organizations or those with specific expertise. So if you have an idea about that, please add that. And as well, just identify who is the person putting forward the question. So if there's a need for further clarification, we know who to ask. So that is where things currently stand. I'm just checking whether we have Ching back on audio. I see that Erica has joined Adobe Connect in the meantime as well. Welcome, Erica.
And Marika, Terry, we do not have Ching as of yet, but we're getting that sorted.
Okay. Thanks, Terry. So I don't know if this is Marika again. I don't know, are there any questions about this document for external experts? Anything we should be adding, or this is clear, and you'll all go in there and add your respective questions.
Excuse me, so we have a small note.
Go ahead, Kavos.
Yes, external expertise requires careful study to see what is the scope of the project and whether the scope of the project justifies to have external expertise, and also the amount of the credit available for that project. I don't think that we need to go to the big expenses for the project, which may not justify to have external expertise. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. And I think at least at this stage, I believe all those that have been identified as external experts are contacts of people, and the hope is indeed that, you know, some of the feedback, there may not be a cost associated with providing it. But of course, it's too early to indicate that at this stage. But I think the hope is that some of those identified might be willing to share, you know, based on their experience, and the role they may play in certain foundations or organizations, they share, want to share information that is helpful for the CCWG. And I see we have Ching back on audio. Ching, just for your information, I think we just covered agenda item 6. I don't know if there's anything more you would like to add on that one.
Great, okay. I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm glad that everybody's joining us. I think that most of the items is now currently actually being taken initiatives by Arka herself. So, and you probably also need to take a look once again for the items on the chart here. What do they actually mean? So probably not everybody in the working group has the same understanding for this. So we want to walk this through next time when Erica has more time for this. That would be my recommendation for this item. Hello, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, Ching. We can still hear you. And if I may add one thing, once indeed we have a satellite list of questions, you know, one of the things we may need to ask as well, at what stage in the process will it be helpful to have that input? We're now dealing with a number of questions that require a preliminary answer up front before we dive into the details and you know, looking at some of the questions, some of them may be more suitable or more appropriate to have that input at a later stage. So I think at some point we'll probably need to map the questions identified with our charter to determine, you know, where will that input be best served. Ching, are you still with us? I see that Erica has her hand up. Oh, looks like Ching got cut off. So, Erica, are you on audio?
I'm here. I'm not sure if you can hear me well, but I'm here.
Yes.
Apologies again, colleagues. We had a serious issue to sort out, so I'm really, really sorry for this. On the discussion for the expert, what Marika rightly said, I think we might have two phases we have to do. So one which we should ask the expert when we for the calls which we have set up for them, and maybe you should remind us, Marika, when this is going to be, because we identify dates. And then I think we shouldn't assume that our particular environment will be understandable to most other funding environments, because everybody comes from a different group. When you take the Gates Foundation, for example, which I know very well, I mean, they have very particular goals. So it will be hard for them to understand what we want to achieve. So we might have to translate this, but maybe less in talking about the scoping questions, because they will have no clue and they will not be able to understand this. But I think we have to be a little bit more precise in our questions. So what I did here, I was trying to be relatively detailed, but I think some of the questions we definitely have to ask them in such a detailed way because they already have experience. Because I'm pretty sure some of them can talk, you know, is it good, for example, to create different baskets where you serve different purposes, or is it just good to have one big fund? And we might get different answers depending whom we ask. So I think if you would review, at least that's my wish list, maybe just review this and put in all of the questions you have, and then maybe Marika and Xing, we can sort this out later and can come back to you and can say maybe these are the questions which we definitely would want to ask in the first round, and maybe we need the second round more closer to the end where we go more into the precise funding environment. But that's something we then have to discuss. But when I reviewed this and thought about the questions we should ask, I thought we want to be as precise as possible and sticking as close as possible to questions other people from different funding environments do understand. I hope this makes sense to you.
Thanks, Erica. I don't know if we have Ching back, but on your question, I think we had initially identified the last call of August as a potential opportunity to engage with external experts identified, but depending on indeed the feedback we get and where we are in our deliberations, we'll probably need to see if that timing still works. And I know one of the things we also discussed on whether it would be helpful to first send us some of those questions by email to external experts and then following that, you know, have a more in-depth engagement. So I don't think we have changed
might
that.
Need
so maybe,
something, oh. Marika.
Yeah, go ahead.
We might need something else. We might need a short one-pager where we explain the purpose of this particular fund. With all the uncertainties we still do have, but so that they get an understanding. It's young. It is fresh. It is not even, there are not even fund managers there. It is related to our mission statement, and we have to describe the mission statement in a way they can understand it. So we need probably one pager or not more than a two pager, which we then send, and then some questions, which we think are bigger, more umbrella kind of questions. But we want to learn as much as we can from them. And my idea, I mean, we can start with anybody else, but since I know this Gates Foundation, this fund manager very well, he's very international and he's very familiar with different environments. Maybe we want to start with him because I think he would understand, and he has a good understanding about the internet because of his past history. So there might be a connection for him, easy to understand what we do. Or another topic would be to select somebody from a foundation which is closer to our environment. I think we need to start with somebody who can focus on our specificas, and it's not totally foreign to them.
Thanks, Erica. I think that's definitely a very good suggestion and something we've also discussed in a different context that may be helpful to have a type of regular update or newsletter style that explains in easy terms, you know, what this work is about, you know, what the status is, and that will hopefully then help as well in engagement with, you know, both external experts but also others that are following this work or are interested.
Chief, go ahead. Thank you, Marika. I think I need to agree with Erica's suggestion. We need to start somewhere if we can have direct access to the fund manager at Gates Foundation or some of the other entities who have expressed their interest in helping out more, for example, like the .nl registries or nominate Yes, I totally agree. We have to start somewhere to get this thing going and getting input from the external experts. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ching.
Okay. So I guess for us, thank you, Monica. Yeah, I guess for us, this is quite a good meeting. I think we're reaching to the agreed 90 minutes. So we have the, unless anyone has some other issues against this particular topics, I think we're good for the discussion here. The next meeting for us is on July 27, 1400 UTC. So with that, I think we're good with this meeting. So thanks everybody for your time. We'll talk next time.
Thanks, Shane. Bye, hello.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Operator Marty, if you could please stop all recordings. To everyone else, please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.